NATO says they're still investigating. They're not as certain as you seem to be that Russia did this intentionally.
I just say this is not totally, this is not a specific point. If we had a situation where they were declining or decreasing their attacks against Kyiv and on the battlefield, I could accept this argument. My point is to say it's largely beyond that. Mm. So I just look at the facts, and your president is as well looking at the facts. So now what do we do? We have to increase sanctions against Russia, but we have to find a way to precisely put more pressure on Russia to bring them back at the table. In parallel, let me insist on one point. When we came to Washington, D.C., a series of European leaders with President Zelensky, we took a commitment. We will work to provide to Ukraine security guarantees, and we delivered. A few days ago here in Paris, we gathered what we call the Coalition of the Willing. You have 30 countries working together in order to provide the day after peace security guarantees to Ukraine. So we have all these elements now with an historical commitment of the Europeans to provide the security guarantees to Ukraine. What we need now is Ukraine to be at the table with Russia and negotiating what a peace agreement could be.